Mr. Chairman and members of the commissioner members, we've got three petitions in front of you. The first one listed there came from Mr. Ian Williams from Whitewood, South Dakota. And this particular petition is requesting that the county of Butte, Butte County, would be placed into the Unit 2 of the Canada Goose hunting season. Right now it's in Unit 1. And you should have the information in front of you. I don't believe Mr. Williams is on the call today. Last time we had spoken to him, I don't think he was able to make it, but we could sure do a double check. Mr. Williams, are you on the call? And I did not see his name, but maybe I don't believe he was going to make it. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll just continue on with the petition itself then. So, again, Mr. Williams' petition to move it into Unit 2, his primary reason, again, was to look at the fact that right now there are some Canada geese in that Ormond Lake area right now that would provide some late-season Canada goose hunting opportunities, and that's what he's looking for. And this is always one of the challenges when we talk about waterfowl hunting seasons are the dates. And because the dates, at the end of the day, don't mean nothing when the cold, cold weather comes in and freezes things up and our migratory waterfowl move out. And it's always a challenge, especially when we talk about duck hunting dates. And if you have it too early and doesn't go late enough, you can miss some of that great late season opportunity, or vice versa. You move it too late, shift it backwards, you miss out on early opportunities, but you could be shorted on the end if cold weather really moves in early. You just never know. And those fluctuate on any given year, obviously. And when we looked at some midwinter survey information out there by Ormond Dan, over the last 5 years, the last 2 years we've seen a few more geese in the area versus the previous 3-4 years. And a lot of that probably had to do with some of the weather that occurred up in North Dakota here this year in particular, with the snow and cold weather conditions and moved a few geese down. But in most years, from our staff that have been out there for a long time, just haven't seen those late season opportunities occur because Ormond's going to freeze up, and without that open water, those birds just aren't going to hold in that particular area. So as we look at those things, we try to balance the dates and late season hunting opportunities to provide those early season opportunities that happen right now for hunters out there. Unit 1 basically starts in the middle of September, goes through about the first, second week of December. If it was in Unit 2, the season wouldn't start until about November and would run all the way to about the middle of February. And in most years out there, that second half of that season, there just won't be those opportunities because it's going to be froze up and the birds just won't be there. Now, are there going to be moments and times where birds will be there a little bit longer? Certainly, just because you don't know what that weather might be. So based on all those observations and that information and from what our staff have locally observed, our recommendation to you would be to deny the petition, leave Butte County in Unit 1 as it is right now, which we believe in the grand scheme of things will probably provide the most hunting opportunity on most given years or most years to our hunters out there that are Canada goose hunting. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you and the commissioners, try to answer any questions you have, but our recommendation would be to deny this petition.
Do you have any questions?
Mr. Reese here. How long does the Unit 2 stay open then?
Unit 2 would go through February 14, I believe it is, this year. And Unit 2 primarily consists along the Missouri River here. Unit 2 does exist up in that northern part of Perkins County up by Shade Hill. Again, Shade Hill up there has open water up there by the face of the dam, which holds a lot of birds because there's food and the open water. Where we have the Unit 2 in place is where those late season hunting opportunities can occur. And again, the central part of the state here, along the Missouri River in particular, is where that's located at.
Jim Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Tell me again the start dates of those seasons. How much would, by doing this, how much time would we give up in Butte County if we changed it to?
You would, Commissioner Locken, you would give up approximately a month and a half.
On the front end.
You'd be moving it back about approximately a month and a half. I don't remember the exact number of days, but about a month and a half he'd be sliding it back, and then it slides back another month and a half.
Yeah.
There's 107 days that we are allowed to establish for Canada goose hunting within those units, so it would be about that 45-day window that you'd be sliding it back.
Thank you.
Does your current software or survey data allow us to track how many people actually hunt in that area in Butte County right now for goose hunting? I mean, it'd be nice if, you know, we have one person that has a petition, and obviously it changes the hunting season for potentially everyone. It'd be nice to be able to drill down and find out exactly how many people would be impacted by a change like that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, so when we do our hunter harvest survey, we do have some information and ask, you know, what counties do you hunt the most frequent? But a lot of that information is probably more focused around ducks than it is geese. But I think we do have some of that as well. I'd have to go back and visit with our survey staff and our waterfowl staff to further dive into that. But that's something that we can certainly look at closer as well and have future conversations over. But, again, most of this was derived from our local staff and the observations of when most people are hunting and when those most opportunities are occurring for hunters.
Just a quick question. Tom, do you know, is this a unique request? Have you had similar requests to this in the past?
Commissioner, we've had this request actually from this individual a couple times in conversations with our staff over the past couple of years. Obviously, very interested in waterfowl hunting, goose hunting in particular, has seen a few more Canada geese in the later season here last year and this year. But again, we looked at it from an overall standpoint on most years, and again, that's when we see the most opportunity occurring. We're not hearing this from a bunch of folks, but I do know that staff have mentioned they have talked to Mr. Williams before.
Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Tom, on the surrounding counties from Butte, I mean, you got Harding to the north, and I'm assuming that certainly wouldn't be a Unit 2 county. Are there any Unit 2 counties adjacent to Butte County currently? Be a standalone county if it was moved into.
No, we do have, and I'm going to look to Chad here as well. I'm glad you came up here. Thank you.
friends of the day.
So, Unit 2, are there any counties right there in the Black Hills area that are Unit 2? We'll look it up because I don't remember exactly off the top of my head either. I did not look at that. Give me 1 second. Unit 1 in other parts of the state where things are going to freeze up earlier, not like the river stays open longer, and the birds just aren't going to be there, and so the season starts earlier in the fall to provide those early season hunting opportunities, but will end sooner in the fall.
We're pulling up a map. Mr. Chair, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. Chris is pulling up a map, but Unit 2 within that area around the Black Hills, like Fall River County, I believe all of Pennington County and Lawrence County are included in Unit 2. And then, Mr. Chair, in regards to Commissioner Risler's question about, I believe it was you, Stephanie, on the number of hunters that might be impacted or whatnot, but the number of goose hunters that reported hunting in Butte County was around 140, 150 out of about 13,500 goose hunters statewide. So.
So, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, you can see the map up there now that shows the green would be what we consider Unit 2. And then you can see Black Hills area there, and then up there in northern Perkins County by Shade Hill. And then you can see along that Missouri River corridor and down by Sioux Falls. The rest of the state is what's in called Unit 1, which would start the earlier dates.
Yeah,
Butte County.
Yep. I realize that the staff obviously is recommending to deny the petition, but is it with an island like that, is it because it would be harder for people to follow the rules or to know what seasons are in or out? Or?
Mr. Chairman, I mean, there's always the concern of checkerboard, but we have that up in Shade Hill. And again, Shade Hill is unique also because we have that body of water that does stay open because of the uniqueness of it, and it holds those birds, and there's a lot of late season hunting opportunities, and the birds are there. I don't believe it's so much from a regulation standpoint and not being able to understand the checkerboard of rules and the units itself. I think it's just more of looking at the opportunities that would fit most years for most hunters was the primary point that they were looking at.
Any other questions for Tom or Chad or anybody that presented on this? If not, I'd entertain a motion to either follow the staff recommendation to deny or to make a different motion that would move this along.
Move to deny.
Then a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. So Tom, you'll put together the petition for us for denial.
We will work with you and draft up a resolution. We'll either bring that later today. If not, we'll take care of it first thing in the morning when we reconvene as well, if that would work for you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Sharp, Tom, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but to further this type of conversation along, you know, there's talk in the Northeast sometimes of starting local duck season a little earlier, because by the time the season starts up there, the locals have left, the northerns are not down yet, and so you miss out on that opportunity for the local ducks. And some people talk about, why can't we start that season 2 weeks earlier and take a couple-week break and then start up the season again, something like that. So could you expand a little bit on the challenges of that, where the federal law comes, or where the feds come in involved in creating the dates, and what are some of the challenges of, you know, the pros and cons of doing that, and when can we do it? It's like every other year or every third year or something. So you can expand on that, because this is a topic that comes up fairly regularly.
So, Commissioner Sharp, in respect to those questions, when we talk about setting the season structure for federal migratory birds, ducks in this case, your question, there's a framework that says when the earliest that it can begin and the latest it can go. And if I remember right, the federal framework under our current structure would be the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th Saturday of September is the earliest that you can start. And then depending on the the season structure, the framework we're under that year, we've been under a liberal package, so it gives us the maximum of 79 days to do a duck season under that structure. The challenge always, as we've been talking about here, is finding that balance between the early season opportunities, late season opportunities. Some folks would rather wait and get that big migration towards the end. Others want those opportunities, and some want both, right? There have been scenarios where you can have the opportunity of starting, have a break, and then starting up again. That does require us to go through the Federal Register process and get that approved. That can happen on a five-year rotation. And if I remember right, I'd have to reach out to our state waterfowl biologist. I think that next opportunity comes up in either 2 or 3 years, but I'd have to double-check with him again on that. But some of the challenges that come with that is complexity and confusion just for our users out there. It could be very easy to see if you had a short window or a break in there where you don't have waterfowl hunting going on, and somebody doesn't read it closed, now they find themselves going out there hunting the next day, now it's closed, and a week later, 2 weeks later, 10 days later, whatever you might do, it opens up again. There's always that complexity of the rules, and when is it open, when is it closed, and those are one of the main reasons why we have really stayed away from a break within those days themselves. And so what we really try to do is find that happy medium, if I may, of which is going to be the best blend of those early season opportunities, late season opportunities, what's going to give the opportunity for most hunters on most years. We're going to have those anomalies where the cold weather comes in the third week of November and freezes things up, and all we see are ducks go flying by, right? And we've seen that happen before. And then you're going to have 3 years in a row where it's going to be perfect conditions all the way through mid-December. There's no way to predict those things, unfortunately, and those are the challenges of setting the dates for migratory birds. So what we usually try to do is go towards the beginning of the season, get them as long as they can, and try to maximize those opportunities.
So if we started 2 weeks early, we end 2 weeks early?
Correct, because you only have a maximum number of days that you can use within that year.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Thanks for explaining that, because, again, like I say, it comes up fairly often, and so I appreciate the explanation. Thank you.
There's nothing more complicated than the federal framework for migratory birds.
All right. I think that we'll just move on.